Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the morning show with John and Hugh. Big old thaw probably coming today, would imagine.
Put it on, Daryl.
Yep, that's Wes Durham, the voice of the Falcons.
Put it on, Daryl.
By the way, Wes, we have a Vision Computer poll going on, and me now being a proud customer of Vision Computer, because my new PC, my HP PC, came through Vision Computers.
We do.
Gotta love them endorsements, John.
It's on our 92.9 The Game account. It's National App Day. So John Fricky this morning thought National App Day meant appetizer. So why not blend the two together? Yes.
Yeah, well.
So Wes, why not blend the two together? So we're asking what your favorite app is on your phone and then your favorite appetizer is. So it goes hand in hand. You can go to our Twitter page at
9. Mine was jalapeno poppers and World Series of Poker. I'm just saying.
Nice. This time of year, my favorite app's the Delta app.
Oh, yeah, because you're traveling all the time.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
And app. Wow, let's see. Trying to think of something I've seen Bo eat on a regular basis. Bo, what's your favorite app?
I'm a big fan of the mozzarella sticks.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Fried mozzarella sticks. Yeah. Because there are like six of them and he doesn't share. Just kidding. Just kidding. How you guys doing? Everybody dig out? Everybody good? No snow? Everybody's power on?
I live in the city, so I was good.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I don't live out there. What they call them trees that John has in his backyard that we don't know anything about?
Lollies or
Lelands.
Lelands.
Do you know what Lelands are, Wes? You probably do.
It's like a pine tree, right, John?
Yep.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to say pine tree, though?
Well, probably. How long did you go without power, John?
I didn't. I only lost it. Did you use
bless
power?
Your heart.
Yeah.
29 hours.
Oh, yow.
Yeah, 29. God bless Georgia Power and the hardworking men and women involved in restoring power in this country.
Man, a mercy. Yeah, because that is a tough job, and I have tremendous respect. Did you gut it out at home? Is that what you did?
Yeah, we did, and we were almost we had power restored right before we were supposed to check into a local hotel because, as you guys might be able to tell, I got my best Lou Rawls voice going this morning, so I am not exactly at the top of my game. It's good we don't have a broadcast for a few days, and so I was not feeling very well, and so at the behest of the lovely Victoria, we were going to go to a hotel to get a warm night's sleep when our power came back on. So we were fortunate in that light for sure.
So wait a minute, you were going to gut it out?
We did gut it out. We did gut it out the first night.
But the second you was like, no, we had to move.
Look, man, I was feeling bad, and I was like, man, I can't sleep in a cold house another night. But we did pretty well. We
Big
did okay.
Word behest.
Yeah, it got down to 53 degrees in our house.
Ooh, that's a little chilly.
Yeah, that was cold.
Yeah.
So, but
that's nice.
a lot of other people had it a lot worse than we did, and especially a lot of those folks out in the Northwest Corridor. We got 10 inches here in beautiful Bartow County.
Wow.
10 legitimate inches. Yep.
Yeah. All right. Right around the corner, because you and I don't live far from each other. I know. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was because they were saying an inch, and then it turned out to be and yet at the same time, what was so bizarre about it was. I was posting pictures of what it was doing at my place, and I'm getting replies on Twitter of people, posting pictures from, like, Covington. I said, nothing. Not an darn thing. Not a flake.
Well, on Thursday night driving home from the ball game, the roads had already had a little of the salt and sand put on them, as you guys know, probably. And the further I got out of the city, I noticed that there was more of the brine on the roads than there had been, like, in the city. And I thought, well, this might be a little overkill, but, we're still 3 years removed from all the craziness that happened and so forth. I said, better safe than sorry. And, boy, the next day I'm glad they had it on there because that saved us, by the way. And I know I'm kissing up to the power companies and the DOT here, but think about it now. If you don't have that road prepped like they did Thursday night, Friday could have been a mess. And Saturday could have been worse because of how cold it got Saturday. So hat tip to those folks, too.
Wes Durham joining us this morning with John and you as we kind of recap the weekend. And of course, everybody was taken aback by this. Well, we haven't had a chance to talk to you since the Saints game. You know, the Saints are doing an awful lot of crying. I mean, a lot. Sean Payton is crying about everything. And frankly, between the choke and the running on the field and the criticizing officials, oh, my God.
Can I say personally that the most precious part of this whole deal is the fact he doesn't remember it? When he said in the presser, I don't remember that. Really? You don't remember that? I think I'd remember it if I gave somebody a choke sign. Wouldn't you, Hugh?
And said choke twice.
Definitely.
Yeah.
This is the question, Wes. You know, when they had the coaches' meetings and everything, if you're Coach Quinn, do you ask him, because you know this coach fraternity is supposed to be a tight-knit group, do you ask him, what did he mean by that?
One of those like, hey, bro, like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, well, not like that, because that's kind of hostile. We're going to give him a choice. We're going to ask him. And in whatever way he takes it, then it'll escalate
from
there.
React from there?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I have to ask, because you know it's hard to get to that game, and things happen. And for him to take that moment and do that, that's kind of – coaches don't do that. That's something you see players do.
That's exactly right.
So if you're Coach Quinn, do you say, yo, hey, Sean.
No, hey, bro, let me talk to you a minute. No. That's what you say.
No, because when you start out with, hey, bro, it usually goes downhill from there. It's kind of like the same as say, hey, man. Hey, can I holler at you for a minute?
Yeah, come here, man. Let me talk to you for a second. I think it's going to come up, but I think it's also – I'm curious as to what we're waiting on from the league. I mean, if we're holding players to a certain level and an accountability on certain things, I mean, you mean to tell me that there's going to be some things happening on the Seattle-Jacksonville front? I can promise you that. So is this the day that the league starts disseminating all the things that occurred in week 14, and now we start breaking that apart? If that's the case, then, I look forward to hearing what Sean Payton's fine is. Because I think there'll be a fine. Will it be reported is the question. Or is it going to be one of these deals that's because it's a coach, it's under the table or whatever the case may be. But I definitely think there'll be some degree of a fine. And, like I say, get in line, because the Seattle-Jacksonville thing is going to be immense. I mean, you're talking about possible ejections. There were punches thrown. Quentin Jefferson wanted to go into seats.
Well, but do you blame Quentin Jefferson? I mean, he's getting beer bottles hammering him in the head.
No, I don't blame him, but Hugh's the only one on this show that can answer this question, because I'm sure – he's – now, granted, played in Philly, that's one thing, but went to other venues where it was just as bad, if not worse, to a degree, especially in the rivalry games, Hugh, and you got to maintain some poise.
You do.
No matter how bad it is, you just got to keep walking. Jefferson lost his cool, right?
You do. And that's sometimes, Wes, and I'll be the first to tell you, that's the hardest thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
It's the hard, but you have to, because you stand to lose way more by going up in the stands. And if you grab the wrong person, because you don't know who did it, you're just reacting, and then you see faces – and you grab the wrong person, and now you have a real problem.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how the league handles it. But I will say this, New Orleans, John, to your original question, there's a lot coming out of New Orleans postscript of the game. I mean, the player injuries, the unsportsmanlike call on Sean Payton late in the game, all the stuff that just, as far as I'm concerned, pours gas right on top of the Christmas Eve game down there.
All right, so the New Orleans Saints is certainly sitting at number four at the moment. Talking to Wes Durham, of course, he is the voice of the Falcons. Saints, Panthers, and now the Falcons back into the playoffs. They're 4-5-6, and the Falcons own the tiebreaker over the next team at 7, Seattle, the next team at 8, Detroit, the next team at 9, Green Bay, the next team at 10, Dallas. So, I mean, those wins suddenly come seriously into play here for the Atlanta Falcons.
Absolutely, and there are certain things you can do. Like last night I was looking at it. There's a website called MakeNFLPlayoffs.com, and it's kind of giving you a probability, for lack of a better term, of teams and getting in the playoffs and things like that. Atlanta's probability looks better after Jacksonville beat Seattle, but we got zero help early in the day. I mean, zero. So I think the final three games are still going to be critical. I think, as Mike said in the postgame with DJ the other night, if Atlanta wins the remaining three games, I think they'll win the South and I'm not sure they're going to qualify for a top two seed, but then again, we're sitting here looking at Philadelphia with the possibility of no Carson Wentz for the remainder of the year in the playoffs too. So we don't know how the Eagles are going to react. But I think Atlanta's probability for getting in, they need to win all three to be sure, and I think if they go 2-1, you like their chances. But they still need to take care of their own business and quit worrying about anybody else at this point for sure.
You know what, Wes, thinking about that New Orleans game in a couple weeks, not looking ahead, not looking past Tampa Bay in any kind of way.
Sure.
But if you're the league and all this snippiness and this chippiness in that first game, are you looking at that game coming up and making sure that you keep everybody – are you sending out letters saying, hey, you guys better keep it on the up and up in this one because it might get a little chippy?
Oh, I don't think there's any question that it will be very well attended to from an officiating standpoint. There won't be a lot of dragging going on, if you want to know what I mean. I think the officials will be quick with the whistles, very quick with the unsportsmanlike penalties, unnecessary roughness, you name all the 15-yarders you can think of. And I think it'll be a game that is officiated extremely tight because they know how volatile the last game was. And I think this game has a chance to be volatile. And it'll be a volatile environment. New Orleans is not a place where you go to think it's going to be a sublime event, you know. I mean, no matter what the record of these two teams is, the ball game still always has some juice with it, and I expect that Christmas Eve game to be no different. I mean, you guys are going to talk to Arch. Arch will tell you about walking through the seats to get to the radio booth. Bo and Arch can tell you about walking down when you leave the booth to go do postgame. You got to walk through the crowd to get to the floor of the Superdome now. I mean, from the top of the building down, you walk through those seats, and it's combustible. There's no question about that.
Wes Durham, voice of the Falcons, joining us this morning. John, and you talking a little bit about the playoffs and the Falcons, who sit at 8-5 and are in the playoffs at the moment, heading a week from tonight to Tampa for a Monday night game. Of course, the news about Tampa this morning, Gerald McCoy, torn biceps, probably out for the season. That's going to be a huge blow to the Tampa Bay Bucs.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, that, and that'll be, you know, and of course, now not only do they lose Gerald McCoy for the year, Wes, but they got eliminated yesterday, and there's all this talk about, you know, the problems that are existing between Jameis Winston and Dirk Cutter.
Yeah, and look, there's a lot of things about Tampa that just hadn't gone well, and the Buccaneers will be playing, you know, you're not real sure with the elimination factor, what happens then, how does all this figure into, you know, Cutter's future. You know, it just becomes a distraction for the final three ball games, and that's not good for anybody. And now it's a Monday night game, so, you know, all those things come into play. So you're either going to get them my way of thinking would be this. They're either going to play as well as they've played all year, or they're going to roll over. I mean, I don't think there'll be any room in between, do you, Hugh? I just don't. I think they'll play one way or the other, right?
I would agree with that. You're going to either be a spoiler or you're going to be the sacrificial lamb.
Right.
With all this stuff that's going on down there. So I'm thinking, I'm shooting for sacrificial lamb, though, Wes. I'm here to tell you.
But I also think, too, Dirk and those guys got too much pride just to kind of roll the footballs out there.
Especially against Atlanta.
Well, yeah, and then that's the other factor, too. And that's a storyline that you know, got brought up a year ago. It's not been as big a development this year because of the way the seasons have gone and the success that Atlanta had, obviously, last year. But, yeah, there's no doubt that factors into it as well.
Wes Durham, just real quick here, because you know, we're all waiting today for official word on Carson Wentz, but let's presume for the sake of argument that he's out for the year with an ACL. And I hope he's not, but let's just presume. How is it? Kill Philadelphia? I mean, can they still win it without Carson Wentz?
Oh, I think Doug Peterson's done a good enough job building that team, and certainly he and the front office guys. I mean, Nick Foles did a decent job, but the reality of it is they enhanced their running game when they got the Ajayi trade done.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, I watched the ball game yesterday. I thought Chris Long was sensational yesterday. Against a pretty good offensive line, too, for the Rams. So, yeah, Philadelphia can still get the job done. The NFC is a really good side of the NFL this year. I mean, there are plenty of candidates. I mean, I thought Carolina played well yesterday, but I think Philadelphia can get it done. There's no doubt about it. But it's going to be a lot harder without Carson Wentz. That guy made a lot of plays. Now, he was in my opinion, he was one of the two or three guys you could seriously consider for MVP at the end of the year, the way he was playing.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things they were talking about yesterday, Wes, was the fact that with Nick Foles in there, he doesn't have the ability to make the plays outside the pocket like Carson Wentz has. He doesn't have that mobility. So that's going to be a little bit of a hindrance for that offense when you start putting the game plan together.
Yeah, but they got, you know, Aguilar's played big. Alshon Jeffrey's played big. You know, they can run the ball with a couple different guys. Makes a big, big difference now when you get the versatility that they have offensively, and they're playing well on defense too.
Yeah, you're making me feel a lot better about that because yesterday I was, you know, I was crying in my beer a little bit.
Going to another Eagle party next week, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, but now I don't know.
Nothing like walking around, John, being a living legend of another team in the town, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, life's good if you can get it.
Old 53, we need some 53 throwback jerseys, Hugh. Let's get some 53 jerseys in here.
You know, I got a few in store, so I got you.
Thank you.
Daryl, we'll wear those at Christmas time. Be a holiday tradition. We wear Hugh jerseys.
Let's do it.
All right. Yeah, there you go.
Take care, get better, get that voice right.
Hey, we got till Monday. Take care, guys. Thanks.
Wes Durham joining us.
Have a good one.
More on the NFL and where we stand. We'll hear from some of these key stories that we just talked about. As we continue on the morning show with John and Hugh, Monday Night Football tonight, New England Patriots and the Miami Dolphins. Our coverage begins at 7:45 with the pregame show. And Sports Radio 92.9, the game has full coverage of Tom Brady in Miami at 8:30 tonight. And Brady tonight trying to get to 11-2 and keep pace with the Pittsburgh Steelers in the race for the number one seed in the AFC. And then next week you'll have those two head-to-head, the Patriots and the Steelers. Going to knock heads next week. Next week's got a lot of big games in it. And next week going to be really fun if you're – well, we're down to three games of the season. I guess that goes to show, right? Goes to figure, right, Hugh?
All hands on deck.
All hands on deck. We have a Vision Computer question of the day, though I might change my answer.
Already?
Yeah.
So you can go to our Twitter page at 929thegame because it's National App Day. John thought that meant appetizer, but it's really the apps on your phone. So we thought, why not combine the two? So let us know what your favorite app is on your phone and then your favorite appetizer. Now, John, what do you want to change about your answer? Because you originally said World of Poker was your favorite app. And then
you said that.
Jalapeno Poppers.
Right.
Because this is typical you, John.
I don't reserve the right to change my mind.
You do.
You do, but there's a name for people like that.
Wishy-washy.
Flip-floppers. Flim-flammer.
Habitual flip-flopper.
He's not habitual.
He's habitual. I didn't say I was going to.
Okay, he is.
I didn't say I was going to. I said I was considering.
What are your choices, John?
No, you going want to, go ahead.
Going to, like, major nachos. I consider that a meal. Not an appetizer.
It depends how many people you're splitting it with.
True.
An app you split usually, right?
Who splits apps? Who do you hang out with? You sharing appetizers?
You order a bunch of appetizers and you share them.
And you share them. That's the
stop.
That's,
you
that's
Douglas.
An appetizer.
Everybody's not an ogre
unless
like you.
Unless you have like a salad.
No, I order what I want. You order what you want.
There's also another name for those places.
You order two apps at Pizza.
If I want two apps, yes. Then I'm eating two apps.
If I want mozzarella sticks, right? And
I want mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, you just
we ordered two orders of mozzarella sticks, and don't ask for none of mine.
He's not lying though.
The appetizers are made for sharing.
No, they're made for me, and yours are made for you. Don't ask for none of my food. Like that's one. Like listen, mother, wife, girlfriend, whatever. Don't touch my food now.
But what if you get the sampler? So if you order the sampler.
If I get the sampler, then you get a sampler. And you eat your sampler.
I want to go out to eat with you, Hugh. I get my own food?
Yeah, you get your own food.
I get my own food.
Yeah, because I'm not sharing my food with you. That's not what I'm doing.
This spoken like a man who had, what, like 12 brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Was it 12?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
I get it.
But that's the point of an appetizer is to share.
No, it's not.
When you get queso dip, do you eat all the queso dip and chips?
Now, see, queso dip, I usually put it by me. Now, I don't really trip because most of the time I'm the only one that eat the queso.
Okay.
So you get the regular dip, whatever that is.
The salsa.
And I get the queso. Don't touch my queso. If you want
your
queso.
So you would order two quesos.
If you want your queso, get your queso. Don't touch
my
queso.
It's my dog.
Because you double dip like some people. Like
when do you do double dip,
chips,
bro?
No.
People double dip.
You turn the chip around and you
double dipping.
That is not double dipping.
Wendy, that's double dipping.
That is not double dipping.
You get your own queso.
Absolutely not. Because
you're a double dipper.
No, that's not double dipper. That is not double dipping.
You don't think germs can crawl? They crawling down into that chip. Now they're on the end of that chip, and boom, there goes.
I agree.
Germs
that's double dipping.
In the sauce.
That is not double dipping. That is being efficient with your chip.
And that's double dipping. If you're being efficient, you get one half.
You get you a chip.
Yeah, you need your own appetizer.
Put that whole chip in your mouth, and you eat that chip. Don't put it back in the bowl.
Why are you being efficient with the chips? In most places, the only thing that is free is the refill of chips.
Sometimes they're not. You got to take advantage while you got it.
Taco Mac, they're free. So once you order it,
they're free.
Huh?
La Perea, they're free.
Oh, any traditional.
And Lizzie's too, I think.
No.
No?
No, 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 no.
They don't bring them to the
table? No. They have a sign up.
Okay.
I'm a big 10 Lizzie's supporter.
I don't know. I normally just buy. I don't know.
Yeah, there's one right next to me, so I go there all the time. I'm a big fan of there, but they are not free there. Their chips are charged.
10 Lizzie's, y'all
charged.
Need to quit tripping with them chips.
I love 10 Lizzie's.
Hugh, do not be taking chips. Things there, and don't. That's one of my favorite places, so just back up off.
Well, y'all need to, 10 Lizzie's need to get their stuff together then. And quit giving and quit rationing out them chips.
You just order two, though.
I will.
Yeah, caveman.
Did you have enough chips?
Yeah, chips are life. I eat the chips, but listen, you can't. Wendy, if we ever went out, you got to get your own food, though, because you're a double dipper.
But see, you know, it's so funny. It's
the
interesting
how. An app and an entree.
But I understand what he's saying, and it makes sense to me. Well, hang on.
No, because.
Wait a second. Let me finish my point. You can't say I don't.
Look at John powering up.
Man. Because my ex-wife
make your
used
point,
to,
John.
My ex-wife drove me nuts in a lot of ways. But she would order dinner. I would order dinner. She would say, "Oh, I like yours better," and she would either take the whole thing or she would say, "Like I had three enchiladas." She goes, "Oh, I want one of those." Bam! Oh, there were one of my enchiladas.
We struck a nerve with John.
But that's
no,
an entree,
but you
right?
hear what he says. His wife take his whole meal.
But that's an entree, and I agree with you when it comes to an entree, right?
I was like, wait a second. I wanted the enchiladas. She goes, "I want them now. You're gonna have these."
I'll have these.
John let his ex-wife take his whole meal.
But that's an entree.
Don't act like you ain't never had that happen to you before.
That ain't never happened to me.
Hugh Douglas.
I wish one of my exes would try
Hugh
to
Douglas, you never went on a date and in a date tried to take your food.
Take my whole meal?
Oh, I'll have this.
No,
you've never had that happen before.
He said
yours looks nice.
His whole meal taken.
You've never had that happen before, Hugh Douglas.
Are you listening to
yours looks nice.
Good, don't touch my
Are you listening to what he's saying?
I've had that happen to me before.
Your whole meal?
Yep.
I'll have that.
Y'all soft.
And who doesn't stop coming here and tackle you right now?
I wish somebody would try to take my whole meal. I wish you would. I don't care how cute and fine you look in that cute little dress that you wore tonight if we can go out to dinner. I wish you would try to take my meal from me.
I'm with you on this one.
Take my whole meal?
Yeah, don't touch my entree.
Can't have my cornbread.
Yeah, you can't have my.
You can't have my whole meal?
No, bruh. Absolutely not.
That's happened before.
I can't stop you from getting a bite, especially if you're looking all cute and stuff. With your
one
baby
bite
hair,
turns into three.
With your little baby hair all jailed down to the side and
baby
stuff.
Hair.
With your little baby and the little smile. But if you take my whole meal, we got a problem. And I'm going to get up and pout. I'm leaving. You there with the check.
You're not
Are
leaving.
You serious?
You're not
yes.
leaving.
Yes,
no,
I am.
You're not leaving.
How dare you disrespect my food like that?
I would love to see that happen. You're
I
not leaving.
I will leave. Don't touch my food. You ask anyone about XY, they'll tell you. I don't play about my food now. Don't play with my food. Not my food. Not my food.
Why you say food like that?
Because it's my food, and that's what I ordered. And it's mine. Y'all don't know how hard it was to work to eat. Round 12 brothers, grown,
hey,
everybody grown.
That woman is not your brother, though, Hugh.
Hey, but she should have got what she wanted.
Wow.
I took it to eat.
You're selfish.
You know what? It wouldn't have bothered me, except
my dog.
My ex would order stuff like, she would order,
me,
like,
yo.
You know, a bean sprout and raspberry almond salad. And I would get, like, you know, three, you know, enchiladas. I don't want no bean sprouted.
Ooh, let me see what
salad.
You got. No, you can't see what I got. You should order what you wanted.
Let me taste
to update
that.
Update your Bumble account now to put. Don't.
It was like one of these things.
Don't touch my
I'm
going to
order light. Oh, but I really want your fatty food. So give me the fatty food.
I need that.
You know what I mean?
Boy, and this was like, a bomb city.
And then she probably finished it or said, "You know, for dinner tonight, I had a bean sprout and raspberry almond salad." No, you took my.
She
you
took your
my
food.
Man,
ain't nobody punking me for my meal. You
that's
ain't about
the difference
to do that.
Between entrees and appetizers.
Because I'll share
you
with real estate.
Are you having flashbacks?
I mean, it's okay if you share, because like the real estate maybe gets something. I'll say, I'll
I ain't
I'll
sharing
a little
nothing.
Day. Well, but we just trade.
I don't ask you,
know, you
for
I
your
mean,
food.
Bit,
don't ask for mine.
A little bit
what
of this.
Dude,
for,
are
little,
you?
I mean, that's
the
okay.
kind that tell you when we go out to eat, don't touch my food. There's rules of engagement when it comes to this, dealing with this here. Don't touch my food.
Hey, by the way, Mike, by the way, just on a serious note, Mike Conney sending us a note saying the Hawks are still in New York City and team officials telling him that everybody on the Hawks is safe and accounted for after the explosion in New York this morning, the pipe bomb, which CNN now saying at least four people injured near Times Square. So that's good news for the Hawks as they head out to Cleveland for a game against the Cavaliers tomorrow night. We will go into that area of the show now known as the Wendy Zone. Get a little bit of an update on some of the interesting things that have happened outside of sports. As if the last segment didn't prove that, on Sports Radio 90 Down the Game.
The time to rise up.
Hey, we're going to get out there. Everybody going to compete.
Is now. Next Monday, Falcons, Buccaneers.
Kickoff at 8:30. Our Atlanta Falcons play here.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I do want to give an update on something that happened this morning in New York City. It has been all over social media, and that is a possible pipe bomb exploded underneath the Port Authority bus terminal in New York City. It sent commuters just scrambling to evacuate. Right now, that Port Authority has now been reopened. The mayor speaking right now in a press conference saying this was an attempted terrorist attack, but that is just the latest that is happening this morning in the world.
And CNN reporting four injured, and there's video of the explosion in a subway. And, of course, New York on edge again today. And so thoughts to all the victims out there.
So, yeah, so details still being released about that. Well, let's move into something sports-related because NFL Red Zone host Scott Hansen broke a streak that he had going for a really long time. So Scott Hansen is the host of the Red Zone channel, which jumps from game to game to game when teams are in the red zone. So when they hit the 20-yard line, they go to that game. And he works from 1 to 8 p.m., solid straight. Well, he had a streak without having to use the bathroom break, and it was a streak of 4 years on Sunday without having to use a bathroom break. Well, on Sunday, he sent out this tweet, quote, "I just took my first bathroom break in 4 years," and then parentheses, and then I tweeted about it. Hashtag NFL Red Zone, hashtag streak over. So Scott Hansen finally had to go during his shift.
That's awesome. That's some useless information that we didn't need to know. But
could
hey.
You imagine? Because he does a really good job. If you
he does
watched,
a very good job. Yes,
it's really fast pace, and he's constantly having to deliver on what's going on in particular games. But it is constant from 1 to 8. You can't really go to the bathroom because you're stuck going from game to game to game and just praying you don't have to go.
I've never watched the Red Zone channel. Watched it. Nah,
it's great. You'll get hooked.
It's yes, because if you don't. Usually CBS and Fox have the two games, and you're stuck watching those. And if NFL Red Zone, you can watch essentially all of the games and the most important parts, the crucial parts when
yeah,
a team
is Yeah, because they go and they'll split box here in New York. Yes. We got this going on. And, you know, I think Scott Hansen as a traffic director does a fabulous job. I think it's a great channel.
A great job.
I am a huge fan of NFL Red Zone.
I love the Red Zone channel. Well, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta production came to a screeching halt on Wednesday after one of its staffers was allegedly run over in a parking lot. So this took place at some high-end Buckhead shops where Mimi Faust and company were preparing to shoot. According to TMZ, things went south before cameras really started to roll. A security guard was allegedly run down by an angry mall customer. So security was essentially saving a parking spot for the production, which ticked off one of the customers. Witnesses told TMZ that he revved the engine, struck the security guard, injuring his left leg. According to cops, the driver then went inside. Not only did he get his parking spot, he went inside to a nearby golf store before fleeing the scene. Cops have spoken to staffers at the golf store to ID the driver. They have surveillance footage right now, but they have not caught this guy.
Hold up. He took the parking space. He strong-armed the parking space.
So the security guard was saving the parking space
yes.
for production.
Mm-hmm. And then he went in the store, got what he wanted from the golf store, and then left.
And then left.
Wait a minute. What?
Happy holidays.
Was he the only security guard on duty that day?
I mean, I would assume if he's the only one saving this parking spot, he may have been the only security guard.
That's, to me, to have the kind of time before the police came to after you hit somebody. To go shopping and then leave with the smooth getaway, that's pretty interesting.
But this is a time of year where people are just bananas in the
parking
lot. Out of their mind. People have stood in parking spots to wait for their people to come back around and
But not only that, though, Wendy, crazy. But there's a lot of cops that are on duty. And like off-duty cops that if you ran somebody over, you would think that they would get there. You don't have time to shop, let alone park. They go in the mall.
Was it Love and Hip Hop security that got ran over?
I don't care who it was.
I'm curious.
It just said it was a security guard.
Okay.
But so I'm not sure if that was for them or not.
Because normally
they roll
the
deep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if somebody got ran over at the mall, you would think that somebody would be there to assist said run over victim in a timely fashion.
Not mall
security.
I would
think so. But that's holiday shoppers right now. Have you been out to the malls to see the insanity?
John,
this is why we order online and why online ordering is better, because you don't have to fight for a parking spot, nor do you have to fight with people inside the store.
Yeah, the Walmart was packed yesterday, I know.
Ooh. You attempted that?
Yeah, I did. I had to.
Did you finish your Christmas shopping?
No, not yet.
You started, though.
Yeah, I started at least. I had to do the stockings yesterday. That's why the Walmart. The Walmart's great for the stocking thing. Walmart and dollar store. Well, true.
Very true. Well, 32 years ago today in 1985, and it's because I just want to play this song, that this song was released.
We are the best, shuffling through, shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good, blowing your mind like we knew we would. You know we're just strutting for fun, strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble, we're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
The Chicago Bears shuffling through the Super Bowl shuffle. Hugh, the 85 Bears were the best season of any team I've ever seen witness to in the NFL.
They were a beast.
Oh.
I remember the 2000 Bears tried to remake that song. When they were in the playoffs, they were the second seed.
They did not make it to the Super Bowl. So they did their song too early.
Yeah, but I remember they said that they did that song. Talking about they were shuffling all the way to the Super Bowl.
I have that on vinyl.
Oh, the Super Bowl shuffle?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you still see the video
really
in your
catchy.
Head with,
really is.
With McMahon with the sunglasses
and
Fridge. Because I think it started with Fridge, didn't it?
Super Bowl shuffle?
Yeah. I think Fridge was like the instigator.
I don't know. He could have been. I know there was a verse in there about
That 85 Bears team, I mean, they lost one game on Monday night to Dan Marino. But outside of that, they beat everybody by 50 points. It was just total domination.
That's when they beat the brakes off the Patriots.
Ugh.
You beat the brakes off the Patriots.
But the Bears did get a win over the Bengals this weekend, 33-7. They demolished the Bengals. Did that save John Fox's job, or is he out?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, the Bears... They were close to being a pretty good team this year. You know, that's a team that just doesn't have a quarterback. Oh, one of those many teams.
The Bears?
Yeah.
Well, they just drafted one.
I know.
They did.
Let's see if he becomes
anything.
They had
Mike Glennon.
I think their problem was more than quarterback play. I think I was shocked that John Fox got that job to begin with. And then, you know, he literally just drove over there from Denver after he got fired there. Not a big John Fox guy.
He drove?
That's I'm sure long, he drove.
That's
well,
a long drive.
Somebody drove his car there. I mean, how do you get his car there?
Well, they can ship those now, Bo, yeah, on like a tractor ship. Trailer.
Or you could just drive. Why are you going to waste the money to ship something when you can just do it yourself? Sounds lazy to me.
Because you're a coach of a football team, and that's a long-ass drive.
Well, maybe that's why he's like not had success lately, Hugh. Because he's not willing to put the work in.
On driving.
I noticed that our singer is not in today, that Randy Mack is in for the singer. So John the Rapper is not here.
Maybe he got his feelings hurt on the way here and turned around.
As we continue, Rick and Randy, top of the hour on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.